Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio WLOH. This is the Humane Society News Show with Tina Ann.
Corey
Schoonover, the Executive Director over at the Fairfield Area Humane Society. Corey, how are things going?
Peachy.
Just peachy.
Peachy.
Swell is one of my words, too. Just peachy and swell. Hey, what's been happening? How was your week? Busy?
It was good. Last weekend was very busy. We had a few different events, and then my sister was in town from Florida, so I think my kids had a good time. I don't get to see her very often, but she was up for the weekend, so.
Yeah, well, you're a good brother.
We had a good time. Huh?
Were you a nice brother while she was here?
Yeah, of course.
Always.
Yeah, no, they always have everything kind of scheduled out, you know, and I still work. I had events all weekend, so she got to spend some one-on-one time with my kids, so they enjoyed that. And then I missed out on the trip out to the wilds in Zanesville to see all the, but no, I'll see her again in 3 weeks. She has to come back. My little brother is getting married.
Really?
So it's all crazy around the family right now.
Have you given any advice that you don't want to share or want to share with us?
No, you know, not really.
Are you going to do a speech or anything, or does he have a...
He's already got that all planned out. I really haven't been included. I'm not upset about that. I mean, my brother's 9 years younger than me, so I was already out of the house when he was... You know, we still have a good relationship, but... Yeah, he's got his own thing going on, which is fine.
Yeah, I'm 12 years age different from my baby sister, so yeah. I would not even expect to be in the wedding at all.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be, I'm sure I'll be a part of it when she decides to get married someday, I would think. And if not, you know, again, I'll just go and enjoy the day.
Yeah.
You know, there's positive things out of everything, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Try to make positive things out of whatever happens, so, yeah.
God love my soon-to-be sister-in-law because she's going to be putting up with him. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? I think that that's what everybody said about my husband when I was getting married to him, but they didn't tell me that to my face. And I was like, well, thanks a lot. No, he's just fun. His grandmother told me several years after we were married, she goes, yeah, I was always thinking that poor Tina, he's just going to pick on her like he used to do his little brother. So, no, it's good. It's really, really good, I have to say.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so you had some events that you had.
Yeah, we were out at Paul's in the pool where they do some dock diving. My parents did our event at Petco, and then we tried to have a car wash on Saturday, but the weather was not cooperating. It rained for a bit, and then it was cloudy, so wasn't as successful as we had hoped. You know, so we'll have to do another one of those again. Can't control the weather.
Right.
You know, but speaking of animals, we can definitely control the pet population.
That's right.
And it seems to be that we're having a little trouble with that around our community. The reason I bring that up is our spay and neuter clinics today. And this time of year, and we have the clinics every month, once a month, and usually the third Wednesday of the month, and we do the low-cost spay and neuter clinic to help as much as we can. I mean, that's what we're set up to be able to do right now, so that's what we can offer. And this time of year, it starts to get a little light with people scheduling those things. You know, maybe it's because of vacations and things like that, but keep in mind, you're doing your thing, you're busy, you're going on vacations, these animals still need fixed. Mm-hmm. Whether they're your animals or whether they're, you know, the cat that shows up on your porch and you feed it, we really need to get those taken care of, because I can tell you right now, the shelter is completely full. And we talk about, we're generally full, but we're only usually full for a few days because I have the luxury of, you know, maybe taking in a couple extra dogs, for example, knowing that I can send them to our prison program. Well, we have finally maxed out our prison program.
Oh.
We have 20 dogs up there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and we used
to... Which is great, but at the same
time. And that's where we were ramping up to get that done, and they've been getting adopted out of there, so every time we have a spot, we can send another one up. But we're to the point where that's full, so I can't... You know, when we're considering trying to be able to take in a dog and squeeze in some space, we're like, okay, how long do we need to keep this one in order to get it to the program? And now we're stuck. And, you know, adoptions kind of slows down this time of year. So what I'm really hoping to see is, you know, we get our listeners that are interested or they know someone that's interested to really get them to come out to the shelter. We have a great group of dogs and cats, still plenty of kittens left from kitten season. We really just need to, you know, get out of our lull and start getting animals, you know, adopted into their forever homes. That way we can start taking in some more.
Corey, do you think maybe it slowed down a little bit because so many people are out off on vacation and doing different things for the summer?
Yeah. And I know that a lot of people, they don't want to, you know, bring a new animal into the house and then turn around and go on vacation. Mm-hmm. So I understand that.
And that's probably the biggest, do you think that would be the biggest reason?
I think that's a little part of it. Plus, you know, if you're thinking, okay, I'm saving up for vacation, we're going to get ready to go on vacation. You want to do that. But we're kind of used to the lull this time of year, but I just don't have any, now I'm saying no too much. I hate saying no. We hate saying no, we can't take your animal or
that.
We can't take this animal. That's the hardest part of the job sometimes is, you know, having to turn animals away. But when you have four and five down the middle of the shelter, it just becomes a safety issue. And then it's just one of those things where we can't do it. So we need to place some animals a little quicker and that way we can take in some more. Cause I have a waiting list of people that are either needing to surrender their dog or they have stray cats or whatnot. So that's why I was leading in with the spay and neuter, you know, especially with the stray cats and stray dogs, or not even stray dogs, but your dog. I mean, you be surprised how many people call and say, hey, our dog had a litter of puppies and we don't want the puppies. Mm-hmm. You know, that could have been taken care of easily.
What age should you get your male dog neutered?
It depends on who you talk to. If you're going to your vet, the vets around here, you know, owned pets. So your own family pet, they recommend 6 months at the youngest. Which is a good, you know, good age.
Well, I guess it would be the same for the female too. Right?
Well, yeah, either way, six months, you know, with our spay and neuter clinic, they'll do them as young as 8 weeks and 2 pounds. And that's really, you know, that's pushing the envelope a little bit. But at the same time, especially with strays, you know, a cat, for example, that's just hanging out at 6 months old, they can already have a litter of kittens.
Oh my goodness. So they're quite young when they
begin
to have. So it can be.
Yeah, sooner the better. And then, you know, when you talk about neutering of dogs especially, you get them neutered at young enough age, then they don't hike their leg.
Right.
And a lot of people don't want male dogs because they hike their leg. Well, if they're neutered at a young enough age, then they don't start doing that.
Right.
You know, so they're not marking their territory and things like that. So that's something to keep in mind too. But I know that 6 months is the general rule for your regular vet.
Okay. Well, you know what? It is that time to take a break. You're listening to the Humane Society News Show with Tina and Corey on Talk Radio WLOH. We'll take a break. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. When they come for you, bad boys, what you gonna do?